Let's pick up Lou in Pennsylvania, and he's got a question about his mom. Are you there, Lou?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going on for your mom?
She's 87,
okay.
Dr. Bob, and
yep.
she's had Alzheimer's for around 3 years now.
Okay.
And, she sometimes remembers us, sometimes mm-hmm. she doesn't, but she's healthy otherwise. She has no problems with any organs or anything, and I was wondering if there's anything you can suggest that we could do.
Well, I certainly think you should be working to address the underpinning issues of quality of life. So the first thing we want to do is try to get a handle. Whenever there is an issue with the nerves, we always have to be concerned. Nerve tissue, brain tissue, we always have to be concerned about antioxidants and having enough of them to control the free radicals that are so abundantly common with these health concerns. So upping the antioxidants, like getting her on DHLA, getting her on CoQ quinol, and getting her on the nano green tea now, and I would even include in this the Max Stress B, and making her a little cocktail of all these guys so that you have the antioxidant powerhouse that can just deal with whatever is coming. How much does she weigh, roughly?
Around 150.
150. So I'd be going for maybe 2 teaspoons of DHLA, 2 teaspoons of quinol, 2 teaspoons of the nano green tea, and start with 1/4 teaspoon of the B and build to 2 teaspoons. And what should happen, Lord willing, is it gives her more energy and a better quality of life. It may also, you know, improve her attention and alertness. This would be step one. The other player, whenever we have an issue with the nerve or brain tissue, is excitotoxins. And excitotoxins are neurotransmitters that act too long at the cell. And they can pester the cell right to death. And the quinol will raise cell energy so it can slow that process. But to modulate these guys, it's the bioflavonoids that do that. And so what we'd want to do here is get around maybe 3 of the multi-pollen per meal so that we can slow that activity down and buy ourselves a little bit more time and a little better quality of life. But the most important single thing at 87 is being able to digest your food. So at her weight and age, to digest with the meal. When she starts eating, that would be ideal. If she forgets, the end of the meal is fine. And then end of meals, what we'd want to get on is the HCL detox kit. And here, where we want to go at her body weight and all, I'd probably go with 4 HCL and 2 activator. And you can tell if the dose is perfect because if she's been forming plaque, there'll be no more plaque on the teeth. So that's kind of an ideal little marker that we've observed. Now, these things should help with quality of life, but the driver for any of these conditions needs to be hunted down and eliminated. And so my favorite way to do that would be to see a QRA practitioner and have her tested head to toe and see if this is a matter of gene expression or an outside bug or whatever is going on, and have them figure it out and see if they can't even eliminate that as well, okay?
Okay, what about one in my area, Dr. Bob?
In Pennsylvania, you should have a whole bunch of them. If you'll call the order line, they can give you the 2 or 3 names, okay?
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Dr.
You're welcome.
Bob, really
good luck.
And
let me know how that turns out after a month or so, okay?
Oh, I will. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye now.